How significant can this news be for investors seeking targets for their investment?
Well, it's a very good news for investors because it provides them with the means in which to choose the funds. Because at this point, there are more than 4,000 public funds for them to choose from. It can be a very daunting task to choose from so many different types of investment funds. And by having this product called a FOF, it allows them to allocate their assets with professional assistance with very little financial burden.
Well, what are the advantages and challenges for investors to invest in an FOF compared to, say, traditional funds or bonds, equities?
Well, with the FOF investment, the most difficult thing is to decide the manager that they're going to entrust their money with. Because different type of companies provide different type of FOF strategies, and what they should do is basically decide which company has the best reputation, best track record, and which manager has the best ability to allocate assets and choose accordingly.
Well, some experts said that the development of this investing tool in China may see a bumpy road ahead, but the prospect is bright and broad. So now what's your expectation concerning the trend of fund of funds and their future developments in China?
Well, I think the prospect is bright. I think if we judge from the experience, for instance, in the U.S., the FOF industry accounts for 10% of the total assets under management in the fund industry. So if we achieve a similar percentage in China, that would translate into about 1 trillion yuan for the FOF industry. So I still think there's a lot of room for this type of investment products to grow as long as the products provide decent returns adjusted for risk.